Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, Abigail here needs our help. She has questions. Why would a dude go above and beyond to find her, track her down, go out with her, and then ghost her? And she needs answers, which we will have for her this morning. Hey, Abigail.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, tell us the history here, the date, who he is. You know that he went above and beyond to go out with you.
All right, so we grew up about an hour away. I don't want to say exactly where, because I don't want to say with this, you know, the station hearing
it. You're good.
Yeah. All right, so a couple of months ago, he contacted me. He was my high school sweetheart, and he had only moved a few minutes away from me, and we started texting, and we got flirty, and we went out a couple of times, which is really exciting, which is fun, and we did hook up. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I think this might lead to somewhere, and I was getting kind of excited about it. And he straight up ghosted me and hasn't returned any of my attempts to contact me, and I don't understand why. I thought what we had going was a good thing, and he was the one who contacted me in the first place. So I'm kind of perplexed by it because he was pursuing me hardcore and things were getting started. It was really good. And then he just stopped cold turkey talking to me.
All right. So when you said we hooked up, are you talking about we hooked up, met each other? Or are you talking about hooked up?
Hooked up.
Hooked up. Mm-hmm. First date, hooked up, right?
Well, it's not like first date because they were high school sweethearts.
Yeah.
Seriously? Girl math.
Again.
Right?
100% facts. We needed that one earlier.
I have never felt so called out. But it's true.
Not really.
Okay,
how long ago was that? High school?
Yeah.
Yeah, how long ago?
I mean,
6 years ago, 7 years ago, 5 years ago.
Did you mumble it?
Wasn't yesterday.
We get it. Okay.
All right.
So, is it possible he goes beyond? You know, he just wants to link up, guess what he wants, and that's all he wanted, and then just kind of ghosted you. I mean, it seems sort of obvious, maybe.
No, I mean, it didn't feel, because it'd be one thing if we just, like, met up and, like, had, you know, hooked up, and then that was that. But, like, we were spending, like, all day together.
Oh, all day. So you guys invested us.
We like, talk on the phone. It felt like it was going to relationship, though, you know? Like, it didn't feel like a casual thing. And, I mean, I've gone over it in my mind being, like, is this just in my head? Like, did we spend all that time together? And we're like, and I thought about it. And like, no, we did. And I looked at my phone. We did talk on the phone for like 2.5 hours. We did do these things. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All of this was before or after the hookup?
I mean, after as well. Cause I mean, we hooked up a few times. So it wasn't like
a one and done. Okay.
All right. So where did the communication, how did it just end? Was it after a night together, then you follow up with him, and then he just there's just nothing?
Yeah. And well, it was like after night together, we talked like a day or two afterwards. And then I followed up being like, hey, are we still going to go blah, 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 blah. And then I just didn't hear from him.
Anybody?
Had nothing. No. I was going to say maybe it's a classic case of post nut clarity, but if you did it a couple of times.
We're on fire.
Yo. You know, this is the show and not the podcast. Right? You know?
Well, I mean, it's not a bad word.
What did you call it?
Why are you asking?
Did you say what I thought you said?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Do you need to dump it? I don't know.
No.
I was going to say post bust clarity, but I.
Okay.
I like this, Abby.
I do, too.
She's going to get us fired.
But I do like
it. It was a good ride. We're all tired.
It was, right?
Yeah. Really nice.
We had
ride.
A run.
So what Abby, in a roundabout way, is saying might be true.
That would be my theory.
I mean, it's all romantic. He's got all the feelings, and then the feelings are released. Then he realizes, oh, well, that wasn't what I thought it was. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Have you guys experienced that?
Never.
No.
You're lying. Absolutely liar, not. Liar, pants on fire.
Never.
Yeah, quite a bit. Quite a bit. Man, the things we can fool ourselves into, right? Until it actually happens and you're like, yeah, I should have known that.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, Abigail, you asked us to reach out to him to try to get some answers, which is exactly what our show director, Tommy, did. He got some a response back. So you give us a couple of minutes, and when we come back, we'll tell you exactly what he said, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
All right, it's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.